Heaven's March. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed into his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. We come to Jesus as Saviour. We live in Christ for sanctification. We work for the Lord for service. And one day we will be with him in person, in heavenly places. And that day we will be like him in character forever. An example of his grace towards us, to the principalities and powers that be. Now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Job, in the dire consequences of his situation, was taken to the extreme of endurance, until Job received a revelation of God which surpassed all earthly understanding. And Job was able to cry, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you." The psalmist rejoiced at this similar hope for the future. He writes, "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." And what more glorious reminder of our future inheritance than the words of Paul, who writes, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ." He came to earth to be born into a body of flesh, just like yours and mine. But through his perfection, he broke the sting of death and took on his glorified body, so that we also could escape this restrictive body of sin to be just like him. Today we are imprisoned in terrestrial bodies, where the life is in the blood. Tomorrow we'll be released into celestial bodies, life from the Spirit of life. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, with the Spirit pulsing our being. Body and soul made perfect, to unite with our already perfected spirit. Oh, what a transformation from the weak, helpless, diseased, deformed bodies we have, changed into his likeness, his image, body, soul and spirit. And we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh yes, that place in heaven, together with the Lord, is already yours. Each believer has been given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. That guarantee is more stable and secure than the Rock of Gibraltar. This earnest, this love token, is more lasting and established than the shining sun. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. But until that time of future bliss, we live on this earth with its trials and pains, and every day we have a choice. We can live our life in him, in victory, or we can live our life in defeat and despair. That is what our life in this world amounts to, trials and pains. Jesus himself told us that in this world you will have tribulation. But he continues, "Be of good cheer. for I have overcome the world. And Paul reminds us how we are to live each day of our life. Brethren, he writes, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which lie ahead, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then the challenge. Therefore, as many as are mature, have this mind.